You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We have a mic and you have a phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
But it never sucks on a Friday, that's a guarantee. If this show sucks on a Friday, Jerry will refund you your money right back to your PayPal account. Jerry is hosting this morning with Sal Licata, so CeeLo joins me. Good morning, CeeLo.
I'll tell you when it sucks, Al.
What happened?
When my coffee cup is spilling and leaking all over the place.
By the way, you made a crucial coffee error, CeeLo, and is an error that others have made. And I've considered putting a giant sign in the back where the Dunkin' coffee is made.
Which error was that?
Well, the error is that you made a gigantic pot of coffee when there's not enough people here to drink it before it goes bad.
How gigantic are we talking?
You made the entire pot, like the entire container.
But what is that? What do you mean the entire container?
Like that big thing that the coffee drips into?
Yeah.
You filled the whole thing.
Okay. How long does the coffee last?
90 minutes.
Come on.
Yeah.
What happens after 90 minutes?
In Duncan's mind, that coffee is no longer fresh and it is tossed out.
Skunked?
I don't know if it's skunked, but they don't like... Look, they don't serve coffee after that. You could have it here after that, and we know when you made it. But after a while, you know, coffee's supposed to be fresh. So I like to make smaller pots in the morning.
Smaller pots.
Especially,
okay, see, here I was, thought I was doing a service for everybody.
Because what's going to happen is people are going to go back there. The light's blinking red, which means that coffee's no good anymore. Even though I know and you know that you made that coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The clowns at the other radio station around here, they're going to have no idea what went on, and they're going to toss
How
all of your coffee.
How many cups do you think? In the large container, if you had to guess. Because we have some significant coffee drinkers around here.
Yeah, 40? I know, but they're, all right. But they're not here now.
No, you know we have people here. You got right. Two morning
we'll
shows.
I'll do a test.
You also have folks at 1010 Wins.
Yeah.
That's really it on the floor. So Eddie drinks like 73 cups of coffee a morning.
Yeah, so. but he's going to go back there. He's going to be flashing red. He's going to be like garbage out, coffee in.
It's got about a half hour left. So, yeah, probably not hitting 40 cups.
And then
right,
what happens
my
is...
My mistake, I apologize.
And then what happens is that we run into a day where we run out of coffee. And if everyone would have just treated the coffee like a resource that we don't want to lose...
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I will say there were plenty of beans for the original blend, so I think we'll be okay.
But that time until they run out. Is
Fugues. Fugues. Yeah. Thank you.
That's they want to keep their coffee super fresh.
Yeah, like after about 3 hours, still fine.
Still fine.
Yeah, and I drink the red blinking light one all the time.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I've definitely done that.
You've drinking red blinking light coffee?
A lot of times I beat you guys in. I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back,
but I'll
go back there, and as long as there's something hot in there, I will drink it.
Yeah, if it's still hot. You're right.
Now, in this case, it was tapped out. So I was like, oh, okay, let me make it a fresh batch for everybody
right,
here.
Perfect.
Even though I know Al likes to get in and be the one to do that, and now
it's
I understand
part of my routine.
Why. Yes.
It's fine, though.
And I did apologize to you.
You did.
As soon as I saw you, I did. Didn't want to start your day off on the wrong foot, but apparently I failed.
But you did.
Yeah, exactly.
And on a Friday, no less.
And St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you.
A terrible job by me. I will give myself a little bit of an out. I had to pack last night and come into the city for other work.
Okay.
So technically I selected my outfit on the 16th, but I've got
my... Oh, because you're not wearing green.
Baby
yeah.
blue and navy blue vest on here. No green, which is terrible because I do have some Irish heritage.
Yes.
And my mother will be pretty angry this morning when she turns on CBS Sports Network and sees that I have no green on.
All
terrible.
Right. Two bad things then for you today, the coffee and this.
Off to a rough start.
I did
20... You disappointed Al and your mom.
Yeah, yep. I mean, Those are like two of the top people on the list right there.
And I did that 23andMe a number of years ago, half Irish.
Oh,
like
needed,
legitimately half
you
Irish.
You needed to find out through them. You couldn't just figure it out on your own?
I wanted to see what was going on. I like 23andMe.
I'm just shy of 40% as far as
I can tell.
Yeah.
All right. So you're Irish too?
A little bit.
That's 40% is pretty good.
Yeah. I've got mostly Italian.
Everyone
Irish
wants to be Italian.
And a little Hungarian.
That's what I love about 23andMe. Proved all you fake Italians or you're not really Italian. Oh. That's why fake Italians will not do 23andMe.
Gotcha. I'm definitely not fake Italian. Both of my dad's parents, Italy. So, yeah.
But people in this area in particular.
Well, their parents.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Oh, boy. Must be that coffee.
People love to be Italian. Oh, I'm Italian. No, you're not. You're not. Like, I'm not Italian. Maybe I'm a little slither.
I wouldn't have guessed that you were.
Right.
What else? So half Irish, and what else we got going on?
I think
there?
It's like Hungarian, Czechoslovakian, those Polish, those sorts of things.
Okay. Nice. Eddie?
Do you recognize my claim as half Italian?
Well, if you did 23andMe and I saw it on paper, I would.
Oh, okay.
Recognize his claim. His last name is Scuzzeri.
I don't know if that's Italian. Oh, I've never been to a restaurant called Scuzzeri.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's actually Sicilian.
Yeah. Sicilian.
Thank you.
But I know both my paternal grandparents emigrated from Sicily.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'd say
counts,
that's pretty good
that's
evidence.
That's
the turn of the last century.
That's good evidence. I'd love to get a swab of your DNA anyway, just in case you commit a crime somewhere down the road.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
And then I could submit it to 23andMe.
Just in case you commit a crime.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to need everyone's DNA here today.
Yeah.
To prove you're all Irish or Italian.
Swipe it right off our used coffee cups.
Yeah.
Al.
By the way, congratulations to my alma mater, Princeton, for...
Oh, stop it.
Number 15, Princeton, beating number 2, Arizona.
Yeah. Arizona. Their mascot is what, Al?
A tiger.
Okay.
When I was there, it was a tiger.
Oh,
I assume it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know I went to college in New Jersey. You know that, CeeLo.
Yeah.
How about this, Arizona? You may have beautiful weather. You may have beautiful women on your campuses. It may be the best place to live. When you come to the NCAA tournament and you face a team from New Jersey, you will lose.
That's right.
Happened
last
year.
Just like they did to UCLA back in the day.
Who did this?
Princeton.
They did this to UCLA really back in the day,
96.
Because this says they haven't had a win in the tournament in 25 years.
Correct. They won in 98, but in 96, I believe they were... Was that also a 15-2 situation? I got to double check on that. They upset UCLA.
Well, this was... So, Princeton number 15, Arizona number 2, knocked them off. So, last year, Arizona got beat in the first round by a number 15 seed as well from New Jersey. What school was that? St. Peter's.
That was Arizona.
Yeah,
see, I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah, Arizona.
The Peacocks.
You suck. Arizona, you think you have it all. You don't. You walk around out there in the sun, stepping in the hot sand.
I love Arizona.
Because you live in the desert.
Yeah.
You back into a cactus and you got a thing in your butt.
Okay, then.
You walk the wrong way. You get a scorpion bite. A wolf may steal your baby, but you're not going to beat New Jersey when you're a number 2 and we're a number 15.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Princeton was a 13 in 96, as I just correct myself there.
We call that a bracket buster, CeeLo.
Final score of that game, not to go down memory lane.
For which game is this?
43-41, the 96 game when Princeton beat UCLA. 43-41, college hoops.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you get smart people. Like people that go to Princeton, they don't ball normally. You know what I'm saying?
In recent years, I feel like Princeton's had some teams that shoots the three pretty well.
Are the student athletes on the Princeton team, do they have to be able to get into the school in order to be on the team? Or is it one of these fugazi places where you could like be totally illiterate?
There are no athletic scholarships in the Ivy League.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I know I didn't get a scholarship.
Sips on his fresh hot coffee.
By the way, I was reading I'm not going to pretend I watched this game.
You didn't? It was a daytime game.
I didn't see it.
I mean, you're home. You couldn't flip on the basketball yesterday?
No.
So what were you doing?
Yesterday?
Yeah. afternoon? You're home.
I walk my dog a lot. I play the piano.
How many times could you walk your dog?
You'd be surprised. Four times.
Fine. But like just while you're home, just something
piano.
On in the background. You played piano all afternoon.
I played the piano, and then in the background, I keep music. I don't like to have a screen on.
Okay.
I mean, I'm staring at an iPad most of the day, mm-hmm. but I don't like to have a screen on.
Okay.
Also, I cut the cord a while ago and have no real way to watch.
By the way, our buddy Pat Boyle checks in.
What does he want?
And I should know. See, I should be on top of these things to correct you.
What?
St. Peter's correct did what? Not beat Arizona.
Who did it?
They beat Kentucky. So let's see. I got to go now look
well,
at last
this article
year's
was very incorrect then.
Oh, fake news.
It is fake news because right. that's what I read. Hold on. I got that in the New York Post.
Uh-oh.
The New York
Listen,
Post, you're on blast.
The amount of articles they pump out, they're bound to make a few mistakes along
you're
the way.
You're on blast.
Let me see here.
I'll look it up. No, I don't want to. Princeton March Madness bracket buster.
You think you're going to beat me?
Yeah, I do think I'm going to beat you.
Yeah. Do you? Do you?
Maybe I'm not.
Actually, yeah, St. Peter's beat St. Peter's beat Kentucky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is what the headline said. I wrote this down. I wrote down the headline. It says, Princeton... They can second time in a row, a number 15 from New Jersey did them in.
Say that one more time.
It said the second time in a row, second bracket in a row
uh-huh.
that a number 15 from New Jersey beat them.
As in Arizona.
Yeah. I'll Google it during the break. I don't want to waste
bore everybody to
tears.
Exactly.
I'll trust Pat Boyle. He's one of
I just looked it up for
one
you
of my top.
Once he brought it to us.
He was one of my top draft choices.
That's right.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, CeeLo, but if you were starting a brand new radio station.
Oh, here we go.
Sports talk. And you had a bunch of things you had to consider. You were bringing, you know how they go, would you want to start a franchise with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, of course.
Or Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Would you want to start a sports talk radio station?
You're going to give me an either or here?
Not an either or. I'm going to leave the field open.
Oh, open-ended.
Open-ended. You can only bring one talent to start the radio station.
Okay.
Now, you got to keep a couple things in mind. Are you going to go with somebody who's going to demand big money, Mr. Boomer Esiason? Or are you going to go with somebody who you think is reasonably affordable to get who can have a big impact? Who would you start your radio station with?
Of folks that work here?
Correct.
Or just in general?
No, folks that work here.
Folks that work here.
Uh-huh.
Network side as well or no?
No. WFAN only. They could be part-timers, full-timers. You got a lot to consider here, though.
Yeah.
You got a budget you got to hit.
Yeah, I need to know.
You also need somebody who's attractive to advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to know somebody who is all in, somebody who's got a name, someone who's got a social media following, although Spike seems to hate Twitter these days.
Oh, you're not allowed to say the word. I'm kidding.
Who, to me, I'm going to go first, Sal Licata.
Look at that. You love you some Sal.
I love Sal Licata.
What if I picked you?
That'd be a very smart move.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be all in? That's questionable.
I can't do a four-hour show, CeeLo.
Exactly.
You know that. You know I can't do that. That's the other thing with Sal. He could do solo shows. Not everyone can do solo shows.
Yes, versatile.
Versatile. He screams. He yells. He's got good energy.
She barks. She drools. She sleeps above her covers. 4 feet above her covers.
All right, so there you go. That was the only big upset, I guess, in the NCAA tournament yesterday.
No, you had, I don't know about that. Was the biggest, for sure.
That was the biggest,
Furman.
Furman?
Yeah, Furman.
Mark
way,
Furman?
That article you read was, I mean, Arizona did not, I mean, they won multiple games last year.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Anyway,
I'm going to find that writer, CeeLo,
yeah.
And I am going to put him in the Cobra Clutch.
You do that. Yeah, Furman won.
Furman?
They beat Virginia on I'm not going to say a desperation three, but like clock was ticking down, balls kicking around a little bit, and all of a sudden it came to the guy. And
from downtown?
Yeah, it was from downtown. Buried
really?
It for the win. Yeah.
Furman. Where is Furman?
I have no idea. Eddie?
I'm not sure,
oh.
but I would guess Virginia, but
Do
I'm
you
not
know
sure.
How about
the
mascot,
this?
Though?
Paladin.
I'm going to throw something out there. And I don't know why I know this. I think Sam Weish. Was
Furman?
A quarterback at Furman.
Wow.
South Carolina.
That he is. That's
Sam
him then. Because he definitely went there.
That was stuck in your
memory. And by the way,
memory
when that
somewhere.
Comes up as a fact, I'm leaving out this door a hero.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Furman. How about that? How did that stick? When
I don't know why that stuck in my head.
Did Boomer drop that on you and it just stuck?
No, we had him on years and years ago.
He mentioned it.
I did a little Wikipedia. Uh-huh. I don't know why that stuck with me.
It went back into your,
yep.
Stuck in your memory bank.
Yes, sir. CeeLo, let's take a break here. I'm going to find the person who wrote that article who's making me look like a fool here this morning.
Out him.
I am looking like a fool on the radio.
You're nothing but a fool.
And I will not stand for it. You will be put on blast. And when we come back, we got some Edwin Diaz notes, CeeLo.
Oh, no.
We've got a quick note on Aaron Rodgers. I've got a bunch of NFL things. I've got a couple of baseball media-related news, which I love. And I have a story involving a rat.
I'm putting you on the spot real quick for the break. What's a paladin?
A bird.
I have no idea. Eddie? Bird?
Not sure.
Okay. We'll check
we'll
on
Google
that in the break as well. We're off to a flying start
that.
Here.
I'm going to Google this article that I read this morning. And we Jerry Recco,
yes,
Salicata, will be here at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the one Irish Metallica song.
Good one.
Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah.
Also done by Thin Lizzy, I believe. And it's like an Irish traditional song that they've turned into a rock song. So, later on when I'm drinking a black and tan, I'm going to be slamming this.
Where are you going for your black and tan?
I don't know. Here's the problem. The Irish bars are going to be crowded today. I don't like a crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Not at, 12:30 in the afternoon.
No,
yeah,
but
I guess
when, when I go for dinner at 4 p.m., it'd still be crowded.
You know what? I really did a terrible job with... I just missed your joke there. Sorry, I stepped on it.
What do you mean?
Well, you made the joke about
4
p.m.
Yeah.
dinner, and I just kind of was too busy
talking.
Oh, yeah,
no worries.
So, bad enough, I didn't wear any green, right? I was so checked out last night. I came into the city late last night for TV, and it was insane getting in. Like, major traffic, the streets, the cross streets of Manhattan, downtown, financial district, ton of cars, lot going. I'm like, I guess no one works on Fridays anymore. Like, what is this? This is insane. Like, I was just in last night, Wednesday night, there was nobody here. I'm completely forgetting. People probably took off and party there. You know what's off for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a St. Patrick's Day parade. No interest. The local towns
nothing
do it.
Worse.
Nothing worse. Nothing worse. Right. You could famine, that sort of thing.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Worse.
Death, murder.
Yeah, all those things behind St. Patrick's Day parades.
Just specifically St. Patty's or any parade?
Any parade.
Got it.
Any parade where the main thing is drinks, which is really any parade.
SantaCon, that's not really a parade. That's a bar crawl.
The only good parade? New York sports team championship.
I was
going to
ask you about that.
No, I'm not going to go, but I like the idea of that.
Didn't you have to go for work purposes?
I never went to a parade. Nope.
09, yeah. I mean, I was along the parade route for Fan in 09. Were you guys weren't at like City Hall or something?
No, we tried to do a show at a place called
Mudville 9.
Mudville 9, a small bar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We tried to do a live show there.
And it was technical issues.
Well, it was so crowded and technical issues because this tiny bar, they had their internet was like wasn't through dial-up, but it was using their
close
phone
enough.
Line.
Yeah.
And every time anyone called to see where they were located,
it knocked
us off.
I remember that. That's
not only
right.
that, the audience, when I tell you they were on top of us.
I think my dad showed up to check you guys out there, if I recall.
Jerry could not. They were just, Jerry. I don't know if they were yelling Jerry sucks in his face for fun, or they were just chanting.
Yeah, they were literally like 2 feet away from him.
Yeah, and we couldn't.
Oh, that's great.
And everything was fine in the you know, checking it out beforehand because, of course, nobody was calling at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 o'clock hits, disaster.
Right.
To the point where Craig and everybody had to come back.
I remember that.
And we replayed a Rosanna Scotto interview.
Didn't he, like, host part of the show on his phone, like, coming back
from
the restaurant to or the bar to the station?
Just think of how far we've come. And that was 2009. That doesn't feel a long time ago.
Yeah, right as we had just moved here to this building.
Right.
Yeah.
But now if you heard we were at a bar and you didn't know where the bar was, you would look on the internet.
Right.
Back then, people were still calling.
Yeah, where are you located?
Yeah,
what are your hours?
Right. What are you talking
about? What about the Giant Super? You weren't part of any of the Giant parades?
No.
So Craig did his Speedo thing on a separate.
Yeah, those were different. That was prior to. That was like. Oh no, you're right.
No,
that was after.
Yeah, but I guess it was separate from the parade.
Separate from the parade.
All right,
yep.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. Let me do a couple of brief. Media notes for you.
Oh, okay. Items. Media items. Why note versus item? I need to understand that.
Do you ping pong between the two? They're interchangeable.
There's no really separation of why.
No.
All right, got it.
They're interchangeable.
Okay.
So I mentioned to you about the March Madness, and then I said, well, I didn't see it. I've cut the cord.
No, you didn't. No, you just don't want to watch.
No, I right now I do not have a way to see it.
How do you have a way to see anything that's live then? You don't?
I don't.
Wow.
I don't see anything live right
now. It's
non-football
season.
Don't need anything right now.
You're cleansing right now. Football season, I don't need any live sports,
yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and cut the cord altogether there. I've got Netflix and other platforms to watch shows, and that's all you need. All right.
And for baseball season, Major League Baseball is nice enough to give me an account wherein they don't black me out.
That's still a thing?
So I could see the Mets and the Yankees.
I might have to.
Because they like me.
Might have to check with you on that off the air.
Well, I don't know about
that.
But YouTube TV, if you're one of the YouTube TV people, they've jacked up their prices.
Yeah, well, I told you Fubo just did as well.
Yeah, they're all jacking up prices.
Regional sports fees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing everyone wants to cut the cord for, we're now doing with these other streaming bundles.
Of course.
When are they going to learn?
It's not about learning. It's about if they're going to carry the channels. That's what the channels, I guess,
right,
are.
But I'm saying why, like if I'm YouTube TV, why do I want to? The reason why people are getting away from cable is because of the regional sports network fees. Why would you start taking them on?
Here we go. This is how, and I explained this to you. You were like, well, it's never going to last. It's never going to survive. Like this is how channels and companies, they find ways to make money. They get you in with the low price.
Right.
And then they jack it up, and they know that most people don't want to go through the inconvenience of arguing or having to change to another service. You would. I probably would. Others would. But the majority, probably not. So somebody noted that I think YouTube TV started at, what, $36 a month, $35.99, and it's what now?
It's going up to $73 a month.
So it's more than doubled.
Yeah.
In 6 years?
Not only that.
Yeah.
Not only did they raise the price to $73 a month, they dropped MLB Network because they were too expensive.
We're charging more for less.
More for less.
There you go.
Right. And you're right. It's happening all over.
Of course.
Now, if you do want to watch March Madness and you've cut the cord, really cut the cord, meaning you don't have Hulu Live or DirecTV Live or YouTube Live, you could do it with Sling TV because Sling TV has half packages. You could get the sports side. That has like TNT,
they're different
TBS.
They're different colors, right?
Yeah.
There's an orange,
blue.
A blue. Yeah.
I think this is Sling Blue.
I did Sling in October to get TBS and TNT, or really TBS for the baseball player.
Yes.
I did a 1 month Sling situation.
You could do that and then get Paramount Plus. You know what I'm saying? Because then you have
the CBS
games.
CBS channels.
Yep.
True TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I believe that True TV is not on Sling.
Not, okay.
Not on that one. But, so you miss a couple games. But it's a way to do it if you're trying to, watch your pocketbook, CeeLo. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help people watch their pocketbooks.
Yes. Well, it helps when you can watch your pocketbook easily than someone else who needs to consume all the live sports. You're just like, whatever. I could miss that. I'll check the highlights.
Right, but I have to go to bed early for
most of these games. At least yesterday and today are on during the long before your bedtime.
You don't say.
They just had the night session, which was four games that started after 6 o'clock.
I actually do like college basketball.
No, that's wrong. Eight. Sorry.
I don't care for NBA, but I do like college basketball.
Yeah, what's not to like?
It's exciting. It's up and down
the
court.
Yes, in the tournament, for me, it's impossible to. I mean, I know a lot of people watch all year long, and then so that they can try to be prepared for getting their brackets right, which just never works anyway.
Right.
But when you get to this time of year, and it's all condensed down into this field of 64/68, it's great.
Now, also, you know how the one thing people seem to enjoy about the XFL is their transparency in replay. When they do a replay in the XFL, they show you the people talking
through,
watching them talking it out.
Behind the curtain.
Peek behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. Well, MLB Network and Apple TV Plus, for their national games, they're going to do the similar thing. They're going to let you look in on their replay system as they're doing the replay.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's tied.
New York?
Of course, it's tied to a sponsor because it's the Zoom Replay Operations Center.
I figured that would be the case. As Al again wonders, how are these leagues and teams going to survive?
Well, listen, if you don't need your regional sports network's fees, then knock them down. They clearly do need them to survive.
For now.
For now.
Until they figure out something else.
Okay, that's fine.
Then they'll pivot to that.
And I don't mind
that. And then we'll take years to catch on to their game there. And then when we do that, they'll pivot to something else.
Pivot time?
They got guys just sitting around thinking these things up.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what they get paid to do.
What happened to those Bally's Regional Sports Network guys? They had time to think things up. They didn't figure it out.
No, they didn't.
Now they're in trouble, CeeLo.
Very much so.
So that's what MLB Network and Apple TV Plus are going to do. Then how about this one? Aaron Boone. Here's another one I'll ask you questions about.
Mm-hmm.
Sports media.
I was afraid to mention this on the show yesterday, but go ahead.
Well, I just see Aaron Boone's going to do a weekly spot with John Boy Media.
Yeah.
I would love to see the books for John Boy Media. How are they making money? Actually, I do know how they're making money.
Advertisements.
No.
No, they are.
No.
Have you watched John Boy's any breakdown he's done recently? Those things are sponsored out the you-know-what. So that's, I'm sure, how they're making a good chunk of money.
They got a whole bunch of funding, $5 million from different things. That's how these companies do it in the beginning.
Okay.
And then when they got to stand on their own, trouble.
In your eyes.
In my eyes.
Yeah.
So it's just John Boy Media's got all sorts of sponsors on his replays?
Well, first of all, John Boy Media is now, it's much larger than just him doing his, you know, funny breakdowns things that go on.
Right.
But if you actually flip on any of those, they're almost all sponsored.
I'm not watching that.
Well, I'm just telling you, if you're someone that watches them, they are sponsored, and I'm sure they're being paid handsomely for those advertisements. And that's the way it works. Because people know that gets views and clicks. So there you go.
This audience is so splintered these days. It really bugs me.
Well, there's a lot of options, so of course it's splintered.
So splintered.
Yes.
I liked it better, CeeLo, when we had four channels.
All in the same place.
And if I watched the show, you watched the show.
Yeah, I know. You want a simpler time.
Because you didn't have options. So if there was a big TV show on last night, I watched it, you watched it, Eddie watched it, we could come in here. We could go to the water cooler, which we have.
Yes.
We could go there and we can talk about, did you see the singer on American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
That person was terrific.
You were an Idol watcher back in the day?
I did.
Really?
We all were.
No, we were not all.
Everyone watched.
No, never. No,
yeah. That was a lock.
People watching.
I know I watched quite a few of them. I wouldn't have pegged you
for
an Idol watcher.
Oh, okay. I was an Idol watcher.
Now, was that more so because Craig was into it and it was going to be discussed on the show?
No, it was more so because
he's big on singers and performers.
No, because that was a thing back then.
It was, it was pop culture.
It was pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now pop culture.
I'll
see you all the time and be like, who's this clown on Twitter?
And that's because we're getting old, Al.
4 million followers. I'm like, what?
We're getting old.
I like when somebody's on Twitter that has like a... You go to them and they have 4 million followers and they don't even explain who they are. They have no bio. I'm like, who are you?
They don't need to because those 4 million people know who they are without having it to be laid out for them.
Too splintered, CeeLo.
I understand, man. I just said that to my parents the other day. I was like, I wish I could go back and be 7 again. And they were like, no, you don't. I'm like, oh, yes, I do.
The days when if I wanted to watch the Mets, I'd put on WOR, CeeLo. Ever hear of that channel? Channel 9.
Yes.
the Yankees were on PIX 11,
mm-hmm.
and all the games were there.
They still were doing that in a package of games. They still do.
Yeah, but it's a package of games.
Yeah.
I want all every game there.
Mm-hmm.
Back when my grandma wasn't paying for your Aaron Judge contract.
Yeah, I know. Warren, isn't there a time you were alive when not even all the games were on TV?
No.
All 162?
On WOR?
Just
absolutely.
In general. Weren't there, when did that start where every single game, wasn't there games that were just on radio?
I don't recall that.
When did that end?
I'm not that old, CeeLo. I'm not sure. I can't give you an answer.
I remember that.
Then that means Al probably was alive for them as well.
Maybe. CeeLo, I remember when I'd go to my mailbox and get my Sports Illustrated.
I was a Sports Illustrated guy.
Read what happened
Absolutely.
The previous week in
yes,
sports.
Yes. You'd look forward to that.
I'd even get Sport Magazine, Sporting News.
We used to look forward to it not that long ago around here, and they'd get delivered. Hey, the SIs come yet? They got dispersed here.
And you get the SI swimsuit issue.
Yeah.
And thumb through it. When the girls actually wore bathing suits.
Yes.
Now they're just painted nude.
Well, they have the body issue. That's the nude. I don't know if they still do that, but
that's
ESPN was not
that did
long.
That.
Oh,
the
you're
body
right.
Issue.
Yeah. Damn. My memory is failing me.
Simpler time, CeeLo.
Mm-hmm. What else we got on that item list over there?
Well, we got to take a break, but okay. I got some. I didn't get to my NFL notes yet, and
all
then
right, well,
a couple.
Good thing you're only, halfway through the show.
I have some NFL notes. A quick Edwin Diaz notes, and then I've got a quick Aaron Rodgers note.
Quick.
Yeah, so a lot of these are quick notes,
right.
Not extensive discussions, mm-hmm. but quick notes on this St. Patrick's Day. And then at the top of the hour, Jerry Recco will be here. We saw him in the building already. He came in to check the temperature of the room.
Yes, literally, between Al and I.
No, literally. He wanted to know if you need to wear a coat in here. So those guys will be here at 6 o'clock. Great song by an Irish band. This is The Water Boys.
The Water Boys, okay.
Hole of the Moon. Come on, this is great. You know this song? Probably
I don't,
it.
No.
You saw the hole of the moon.
What year are we looking at here?
That's a good question. I'm going to say, I'm going to go early 90s.
All right. Will we get Dropkick Murphys at some point?
Yeah, you'll get Dropkick Murphys. I'll go all generic on your asses this morning. Hit you with some U2.
Oh, yeah.
I got some others. I looked on Spotify. They have a nice Irish playlist.
Cranberries.
Cranberries, Eddie. We'll do some Cranberries, Eddie. I can get you all your Irish bands. I'll play a little Thin Lizzy. I think they're Irish. I think that fella's Irish.
Can we do like a zombie karaoke in here this morning?
What does that mean?
The song?
Oh, Zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie. I like the other one by Cranberries, the
Linger?
Faster one.
Oh,
no,
faster?
They have a fast one. I forget what it's called, but that's the one I'm going to play.
All right.
I like Salvation?
Salvation.
I'll tell you what. So I went to Nashville basically a decade apart. 2011, awesome time with my now wife and her parents. And then we went back this past August for my sister, like her 50th birthday. We had a big family trip. My brother-in-law rented out a house. Long story short, in those 10 years, I don't know if you've not been.
I've not been.
It's such a tourist spot now. Like, you can barely move on a Saturday night on Broadway in Nashville. Like, it's just packed. Point being, though, you go to all these bars, and they've got bands. Sometimes in a single bar, you've got three different bands playing at the same time, one on each level. And they do a lot of – they take requests. They do a lot of cover songs. The Cranberries. You can go in any bar and you're going to hear pretty
playing Cranberries.
Is it called Zombie? It is, right? Yeah, that song. I must have heard like five different versions
Weird.
On one night in Nashville.
I wonder what you know.
People love it. They get into it.
But why up until 2011 were people not going to Nashville?
I don't
like
know
crazy?
When the change like, occurred.
Why?
I think the emergence and how the country genre took off.
Yeah.
And Nashville, all the artists go there. And obviously with you've got on Sirius XM, the highway is there in Nashville.
Yeah, I always wanted to go to Nashville, but the more I hear about what it's like now, I've kind of lost
interest.
No,
you would hate it.
Yeah, I would hate it, right?
It's become very touristy.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the places to go. Austin, Texas now as well for these bachelorette parties. That's in Nashville. Every bar has at least one bachelorette party.
Yeah, I need to find the next place that hasn't got blown up
yet. You got to be ahead of the curve.
I got to be ahead of the curve. Edwin Diaz officially has a torn patellar tendon.
Dr. Chow on the money again. I referenced him yesterday.
This fella,
just from not, I mean, we all, terrible video. He was like, I can't really tell from the video, but concern for tendon injury. Mm. Bang.
Nailed it.
Not ligament, tendon.
Tendon, patellar tendon.
Yeah.
Gonna miss,
torn.
Looks like he's going to miss the season.
I saw a video from another doctor on Twitter yesterday who was like, I could barely explain how, and he goes, unless, you know, this thing was just hanging by a thread, he couldn't understand how this injury could have taken place based on him just kind of bouncing around a little bit.
That there had to be something.
But then, of course, the Mets came out and said, hey, we didn't see any issues, you know.
That was Jerry's theory, if you remember.
Right, yes. Yes.
That he would have injured it somehow anyway because it was weak.
Unknowingly, yeah, exactly. And it was just a ticking time bomb.
Man, I hate a guy with a weak patellar tendon.
Yes, but think about that.
How weak could it be?
The dude throws triple digits. He was blowing people away last year, all the while potentially, we don't know for sure, having a patellar tendon that was a ticking time bomb hanging by a thread.
When I go to the gym, I go right on the patellar tendon machine because I do not want a weak patellar tendon. I just go right on that machine. A lot of guys are in the bicep machine, tricep, chest. Mm-hmm. I go patellar tendon. I don't want that snapping. But that's me.
I know the machine you're referencing, but like, so you work that out.
Yeah.
It's not a muscle, though. Oh. It's a tendon, right?
Right.
You know what? I'm not even going to go down this. I don't want the smoke, so let's just move on.
You don't want the smoke, CeeLo. You're one of these guys that goes, look at my biceps. Meanwhile, you'll snap your patellar tendon.
Yeah.
Me? I might look weak.
Yeah, those legs.
But just push on my patellar tendon.
Tendons are tight.
Tight in a good way.
Yeah.
Not tight like they're going to snap. Tight in a good way.
Yeah.
Also good news for the Mets. They don't have to pay his contract.
Yeah, I saw that. We were talking about that. We were wondering about that yesterday.
We were.
MLB insurance.
MLB insurance. That is the responsibility of MLB because it occurred during their, as Sal called it,
worthless baseball classic. Yeah.
People were calling me yelling at you tell him to stop saying that.
Yep. He definitely struck a nerve.
He nailed it home, though, yesterday. He was boom.
Fired up. Now, he was also, the Mets just paid him all this money. I mean, well, now they don't have to pay him. So, is he going to be less angry? Probably not.
Well, here's what the point's going to be, though. When he comes back to the Mets, they're going to have to pay him the money.
Mm-hmm.
What now kind we're of getting a compromised patellar tendon picture.
I did see that same doctor said 6 to 12 months, he should be good to go.
Hmm. I don't know. Guys,
as far as like getting back to full strength, I know Billy Epler said 8 months, and sometimes it's 6 months and they're ready to go. Exception, not the rule.
Guys are never the same, CeeLo, when they get back.
At least they got this thing taken care of quickly. I mean, he gets the confirmation done and basically, hey, okay, Express, let's get the surgery done. And, you know, before sundown, you're seeing a picture of him smiling with the thumbs up in the hospital bed there.
Right. Unlike a lot of your Yankee players, they wait until, like, the season's just about to start. And they're like,
or Brock Purdy, that wimp.
Wuss. Like, yeah, maybe I get this. I know the season ended 9 months ago. Maybe I'll get this worked on now.
Yes, Frankie Montas.
Yeah, Frankie Montas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, Edwin Diaz did reach out to fans and said, I can't wait to see you guys in New York again and play those trumpets.
Yeah, great.
Just play those trumpets. Edwin, we're done with the trumpets. They went out with your patellar tendon.
No.
You need a new gimmick when you get back.
No way. They'll be dying to have those trumpets back next year. Or let's say he magically is back for October. Are you kidding me?
He's not coming back in October.
I said magically.
I don't even want him back in October. If you didn't get us here,
stop.
You're not welcome
in
October.
Stop.
When we're making a World Series run.
Okay. How many blown saves into the season will you be? Let's get Diaz back. Let's hustle up with that rehab. Come on. We need you.
I do like that David Robertson.
I do too.
We met him once at some event, maybe when the All-Star Game was here, and we were doing our show from MLB meet. I don't know what it was. It was like the fan place where fans hang out. He and his wife came by.
Mm-hmm.
Such a nice fella.
Oh, yeah.
I think he does like a charity where he gives socks to poor people.
Yes.
That's nice.
He's a high sock guy. We always say high socks, actually high pants that show off the socks.
He's a tight pants guy also.
Tight pants,
high pants.
I got my
tight pants on.
Yeah. So, look, he's done it. I mean, he sort of had a renaissance the last couple years. He pitched in the Olympics for the USA. And then after that, it was sort of like MLB teams were like, all right, he's still pretty good. And now all of a sudden, pretty good. And he's back.
Pretty good.
He's not going to be, you know, dynamic and electric the way Diaz was, but he'd get the job done for you.
He's electric. Braxton Berrios ends up on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I like him.
Jet South.
Jet South, right. I mean, this is what's going to happen. the Dolphins are going to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Jets with a Mike White to Braxton Berrios touchdown. You know that's coming.
I know it's coming, CeeLo. See it happening. Wouldn't shock me. I mean, more likely it'd be Tua to Tyreek Hill, but I mean, it is possible.
Yes, perhaps more likely.
Yeah.
But that's why they play the games.
That's right.
You never know what happens.
There was a third one. I'm forgetting who it was now. Oh, the backup, the offensive lineman with the mullet. Dan Feeney, I think.
He's also there?
Well, those three.
White, don't make a key block.
Because I think Mike White put something out on Twitter yesterday with their faces.
Oh, is that right?
They're going to Florida.
They're running it back.
Yeah.
All right.
I do it all the time, Al. Don't worry.
Dak Prescott got very emotional over the release of Zeke Elliott. He's hurt. Quote, I'm hurt.
Is there audio of this? I did not see this.
Hello? If there was audio, you would have heard it, CeeLo.
No, you don't play audio.
I saw it in print.
I saw it in print. I'll have to effort that.
And that's good enough for me.
You would know.
When I see someone hurting in print, more emotional. That's why greeting cards are sold.
More emotional in print than someone?
Sometimes.
Really?
So, I'm better in print than in real life.
Come on now. So Edwin Diaz's brother, you read about him being emotional versus watching the tears stream down his face on the field in Miami the other night?
In baseball.
And having to be consoled by the teammates?
All right, that's...
Yeah.
Like, that'll tug at your heartstrings.
Poked a hole in your theory.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. Then at 6 o'clock, Jerry and Sal Licata will be here to kick off your St. Patrick's Day... fun-filled Friday.
There you go.
And you've got a sports minute, don't you?
Cubed. Oh, that's right. Before I leave.
With Amy Lawrence.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Jack Pocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone.
This is a sad day for Mets fans.
Come on. Do-do-do.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Welcome back to the program. We have very little time left. By the way, there was a... I don't want to ruin this. Jerry was going to do this later, so maybe I won't do this one. By the way, you never gave me your person, CeeLo, who you were... who at the radio station you would start...
I told you, I'll pick you. Put you on the spot.
You can't put me... I can't do a four-hour show, CeeLo. I barely get through this hour.
Listen...
You want to be
the guy with all these hot takes and opinions on the business and everything? We'll put you on the spot and make you do it.
I'll be a business podcast.
Yeah.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.